Chapter 32.
A trio of Kondo-class shuttles had been tracing vapor trails across the sky for the last half hour, searching in vain for an island located almost directly below them. Meanwhile, the small group of Sith warriors who were actually in the village searching for Avaloth were outnumbered 6-1 by Fallen Ossi adepts. Sarasu Talon had grown so weak that he was swaying on his feet, and he looked more unsteady by the moment. So why the High Lord continued to believe he controlled the situation, Luke could not imagine.
So Avaloth came to the Fallen Ossi for protection, and you expect me to believe you have no idea why?
Talon demanded. Talon was standing in what had once been a stone courtyard, but was now a moss-covered ring. Across from him, just beyond lightsaber's reach, floated a cross-legged woman. She looked like Akana, but Luke had begun to fear she was actually their quarry, Avaloth. The transformation might have been mere illusion, or it might have been complete replication, or it could have been an actual transference of mind and spirit. Luke had no clue. He was certain only of one thing. If he wanted to destroy Avaloth for good, he needed to discover which.
That is not what I told you,
Akana said, replying to Talon.
I said we don't know who she is.
Anger smoldered in Talon's weary eyes.
Your answers are honest, yet they reveal nothing.
He stepped closer, and Akana floated back.
I tire of this game.
Akana turned her palms up in a gesture of helplessness.
You are not here at our invitation. I see no reason to care how you feel.
Then perhaps Saber Kai should give you one.
Talon nodded to Kai, who now wore dark robes, having removed his bulky hazard suit when Talon declared the Weeping Pox a Fallen Ossi deception. Luke could tell by Kai's tense body language, and by that of the rest of the Sith, who had also switched to robes, that the act had been one of faith rather than belief. The Fallen Ossi illusion was still working on them, using their own minds to make them feel sick and prove Talon's mistake. Kai extended his hand toward the edge of the circle, where dozens of Fallen Ossi adepts stood watching the confrontation, and the gray-haired elder whom Talon had struck earlier began to move forward, her toes dragging and digging small furrows into the moss. Worried about what might happen next, Luke let his hand edge toward the lightsaber hanging from his belt. He stepped away from Talon and Kai, buying room to maneuver, and felt a force nudge from the edge of the circle. He glanced in that direction and found his son, standing with one hand on his lightsaber, body angled to keep an eye on Luke and Vistara both. The girl appeared just as ready, standing well out of striking range, her body angle a mirror of Ben's. Despite all the violence and death both teenagers had seen in their brief lives, Luke hated that they would see what was about to happen. The battle, if it could be called that, was bound to be more slaughter than fight, and there was a strong possibility both of their fathers would fall. He would have given anything to spare them that, but some things were beyond the abilities of even a Jedi Grandmaster. By the time Luke had returned his attention to the circle, Gavar Kai was using the Force to hold the elder, Elia, before him. The cheek that Talon had struck earlier was swollen and blue, her jaw obviously shattered. But as Kai pressed his unignited lightsaber against her thigh, the old woman showed no sign of fear. Luke stepped forward.
This will accomplish nothing, he said. If you think the Fallen Ossi can be threatened with violence...
This matter is no concern of yours, Jedi, Elia said. You have done enough harm to us already.
Talon smiled at her bravery, then turned to Akana.
You will tell me why Avaloth came to the Fallen Ossi for protection at once, he said, or this old woman will suffer for your stubbornness.
Tell him nothing, lady,
Elia said, turning from Luke to Akana.
These sewer eels don't deserve your...
There is no harm in telling him this much, sister.
As she spoke, Akana kept her gaze fixed on Talon.
Abeloth returned to the Falanasi because she is Falanasi.
What?
It was Ben who blurted this.
How is that possible? Abeloth has been locked in the Maw for 25,000 years.
Akana's gaze slid toward him.
The Falanasi are older than that, Ben Skywalker,
she said.
They are older than the Jedi, older than the Sith, as old as civilization itself.
Talon narrowed his eyes at her claim, then turned to Luke and raised a questioning brow.
Can that be true?
I suppose it could, Luke replied, daring to hope Talon might not find it necessary to torture Elia. If Akana, or Abeloth, was willing to reveal something of the Falanasi's history in order to spare Elia, perhaps she would reveal something else, Abeloth's hiding place. But I'm more interested in whether Abeloth was always Falanasi, or did she join more recently? A sly smile crossed Akana's lips.
The answer would tell you whether she is still here, she said. And that I won't reveal.
You will in time, Talon said.